My dad had a thing for cruises. There's laser tags, nightclubs, full-length basketball courts, spas, an area where you can eat any type of cuisine 24 hours a day. It was a lot. And we're a regular blue-collar suburban New Jersey family, so me experiencing this for the first time was a little strange, but it was also pretty cool. I won't sit here and pretend that it wasn't amazing, while also being very over-the-top Americana. It's 2006, and this is my family's second cruise. It was on a brand new ship that was heralded as the first of its kind for the time. One of my favorite stops on that vacation was Haiti. When we docked there, I remember the air feeling vastly different than the air in New Jersey. Much cleaner, for sure. It was like my body had forgot that it had asthma for a few hours. My parents signed us up for a planned excursion to one of Haiti's beaches, where the highlight would be a huge barbecue among all the other beach amenities. The bus driver told everyone it would be a 10-minute drive to the beach, but it was during that ride where I was introduced to the concept of island time, because that bus ride was 45 minutes. We get to the island, we swim, we play catch, all the beach tropes. Now comes the barbecue. My stepbrother and I obnoxiously filled up our plates, which could barely hold the weight of the barbecued meat, and we found a shaded picnic table by a tall wooden fence. As we were eating, I can hear children's voices. These children's voices were coming from the other side of that fence. No, neither of us spoke French or Haitian Creole, but I could tell these voices were trying to get our attention. And because we were also kids, we found that it wasn't the best built fence, and we were able to break off a large bottom piece of it to where we were able to see each other. We couldn't understand one another, but they were pointing at our barbecue, so obviously we were like, "Here, take it. Oh, and we know where the supply is, so we'll be right back with more." We passed along so much food to them, laughing on both sides of the fence the whole time. My mom told me she had been watching us from a distance and explained that that fence was to separate the locals, who may not be living in the best of circumstances, from the tourists. That barbecue likely fed more than just those few kids. That fence was doing more than dividing a beach. It was dividing realities. And just for a little while, with no shared language, we managed to connect a little bit. Hi, I'm James, and this is The Time I Felt American.